there. My name is Corinne O'Flynn, and you're listening to the Calm Entrepreneur Podcast. I am a USA Today bestselling author, nonprofit executive, and organizing nerd with over 20 years' experience running my own small businesses. I teach entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, and small business owners like you how to organize your business, find more time, and deepen your alignment practice to experience more calm and confidence every single day. If you're looking for that intersection between practical business advice and spiritual goodness, then you're in the right place. So sit back, relax, and let's dive into this week's episode of the Calm Entrepreneur Podcast. Welcome, welcome to the Calm Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Corinne O'Flynn, and this is Season 2, Episode 1. So I felt called to change over to a new season for the podcast because after 25 episodes, I have fallen into this rhythm of really wanting to respond to the things that resonate with you guys. And the things that I'm hearing from you are that you want to discuss more about alignment and really tapping into what works for you. And I think that it's the reason why this podcast is called The Calm Entrepreneur. I think that, you know, my mission in this new iteration of what I'm working on is I think that we need to change the way that we think about how we work. I think that we need to stop trying to find work-life balance. I don't think it exists, especially for entrepreneurs. And I think that as entrepreneurs, we need to find a way to chase the integration of our life into our work. It's fluid. It's meant to be all the things at one time. Most of us entrepreneurs work from our homes. Most of us have families and other obligations under our roof. And most of us have built our business around those constraints, right? Freedom was the reason we went into entrepreneurship for most of us. And I think that the path toward, you know, success and growth and building in the entrepreneurial space causes burnout. And I think that, you know, judging from the response from my conversation in my previous episode about burnout, this is something that resonates with a lot of you. And it's profoundly impacted the way that I work today. You know, burnout is something that, you know, once you've tasted it and clawed your way out of it, you don't ever want to go back. And I think that the conversation I would like to have, I want to push it more toward alignment. I want to talk about running a business and having success and doing all those things, right? Making money, making an impact, doing all those things, but making the goal our well-being, making the goal happiness and feeling good in our bodies and health and really connecting with the heart of our business and the soul of our business. And the only way to do that is through alignment. And I think that, you know, the conversation around alignment gets kind of muddied in, well, I guess, you know, muddied isn't really fair because it really does depend on the context, because you can be in alignment with, you know, your word. You can follow up your actions with your word, do the things that you say you're going to do. And that is being in alignment. You can also, you know, stay true to your belief system, and that is acting in alignment. What I'm talking about is your soul alignment, and that is coming from human design. And I have shared many times now in the last several episodes about how profound the exploration of human design has become for me. And I really feel like that is a path toward alignment for so many of us, that it transcends any kind of belief system. It doesn't require any kind of dogma. It really is like a blueprint. It's a template, to quote Karen Curry Parker, who teaches quantum human design. There's not a lot of understanding around what human design is for the people who are new to it. And so that's where I want to go. And so this episode, I wanted to kind of introduce you to where I'm going to take you this season. And it all started with this saying that I heard when I was a kid, and it was, you are special and unique, just like everyone else, right? And it's like, yeah, haha, that's clever, but it's true. Karen Curry Parker, who I mentioned, is the person who created quantum human design. She talks about the fact that each of us is a unique cosmic event. All of us here on Earth today, all 7.9 billion of us, make up the tapestry of humanity. And if any of us were not here right now, the tapestry would be different. We all have a unique role and we all have a unique purpose in this life. And our job should be to figure out what that is. Our purpose is not what we do. We are not what we do. It's all about who we be. And that is where human design comes in. Because one of the things I think that we're all struggling with is we understand that we're unique and special, and yet we spend a lot of time trying to conform, right? And that is so true in business. Like, you know, how many times have you seen, you know, classes on, you know, how to do the algorithm, how to run ads that convert, how to do a sales funnel, how to do all these things. And, you know, you're buying systems into things that you're hoping that are going to work. And, you know, and I do the same thing. It's fair. But I think that something that we need to really work on is understanding how this system is built. And then what of that resonates with me? How much of those things are actually in alignment with who I am? What am I going to continue to show up for? And which things just won't work for me? And this is one of those things I talked about a while ago in a previous episode about TikTok. Like, I can't make myself use the app. I just can't. I tried. I can't. I don't like it. It's not something I'm going to do. And I don't care. I don't care how much bounty and how much, you know, reach and how much audience building and how much of all that is going to be available to me should I focus on and really invest my time and energy into building a platform on TikTok. It is so outside of the alignment for Corinne. I can't do it. And so understanding more about ourselves and how we tick is really what's important to me. And I think it's what is needed in order to get to this thing called the calm entrepreneur. A calm entrepreneur is a person who is operating an easeful business, is operating a sustainable business that is, you know, we're all busy. There is always going to be stress, but it's not trudging. You don't feel like you're walking through mud because your business is in alignment with who you are. When we are born into this world, we are this human that is full of potential, right? Cosmic, profound potential. And as we grow, we are influenced by everything that happens to us and happens around us. And this is, you know, by our family, by the people around us, our society, events that happen, the weather, the climate where we were raised, the world in general. And it's not just the things that happen to us, but it's our perception of those things and the meanings that we assign to all of it. And those meanings are made because of all of the things, our family, the people, society, events, the world. It's this never-ending cycle of feedback that builds our conditioning, you know? And it's like we're this shining jewel, right? We're this beautiful diamond and there's layers and layers of dust and dirt clinging to us on all sides. And it's not like it's heavy or it's bothersome. It's just there. We've just grown used to it. But it's blocking out some of the light. I actually heard somebody else describe conditioning as though we were this glass window, right? So here we are, this window made of glass, and the light shining through us is everything that we're meant to be. It's all of our potential. But the world and all of its events and all the meanings that we've assigned to it are like these gauzy curtains, right? These sheer layers that are layer upon layer added on top of the window, and they don't block out the light, but they cause the light to become diffuse, right? And we can still see through it, but it's not 100% crystal clear, and we're not able to beam the shine out because of all this stuff sitting on top of the window. And that is what is our conditioning. And all of us has it. There's nobody on the earth that is free of conditioning. But our conditioning is what is keeping us from becoming who we truly are. Our core self, you know, the one without any of those things blocking us. It's our deconditioned self. And that is where human design comes in. The more we can unravel and work through our conditioning, the more aligned our life will become. And it's not a finite, you know, you decondition this piece of it and then you're done. It's life's work. We continue to cycle up and, you know, as they say, the new level, same devil, like the same stuff's going to come back and it's going to come back. But the way that we react to the life as it happens around us and the things that happen to us and the way that we perceive and the meanings we assign to the things will change. And as we become more of our true nature, we will then, you know, level up and level up. And discovering that there's a path of that discovery available to us through human design. So for those of you who don't know, human design is a system that blends astrology, the Chinese I Ching, the Kabbalah, the Hindu Brahman chakra model, and quantum physics to create a unique tool for self-understanding. And it's really important. I want to underline that. It's a tool for self-understanding. This is a self-exploration tool. Your human design chart is calculated using your birth data, and you put in your birth data and out pops this thing called a body graph. And it shows the 64 gates and all the different places where you have definition in your chart and openness in your chart. And it's really important to understand what is meant by all of those things, because something that happens with the revelation of your chart is the word purpose starts to be revealed. And I think it's really important to understand that what is meant by purpose in the framework of human design. Your purpose is not something that you're meant to do. Like the Ra Uruhu, the creator who channeled human design, was actually reluctant to share the aspects of purpose through human design because he didn't want people to see their purpose. It's revealed in what's called the incarnation cross. But he didn't want people to see that and then pursue it as something that you can check off a list and get to. That's not what it was meant for. Your purpose in the framework of human design, or actually, I would argue in the framework of like being human, your purpose is something that appears when you are living in alignment with your design. And it's just really cool. There's a really cool story that I read about it in a book called The Incarnation Cross by Brynja Magnusson. And oh, I lost my page. I'm going to have to turn back to the page again. She talked about the Rainmaker. And what she said was that the Rainmaker was this guy who traveled from tribe to tribe using his magic to end droughts. And when the Rainmaker would arrive at a new drought-ridden village, he would be supplied with lodging and food and anything else that he needed while he performed his rain magic. The Rainmaker would disappear into his provided tent for a few days, and soon the rain would come. In truth, there was no magic or ritual involved. The rain simply followed the Rainmaker everywhere he went. And she explains that the Rainmaker is a really valuable way to understand purpose in the framework of human design, because the moment that the Rainmaker tried to control the rain, he would be out of alignment and he would no longer be called to arrive at certain villages. He would lose his connection to that divine path, and then humanity would not be served, right? The droughts would continue. The magic is in the fact that he surrendered his power and he just followed the path where he was being called. He was operating in alignment with his strategy, and there was where he was able to fulfill his purpose. So the purpose thing is kind of a slippery slope. And so I mention it because it's something that's been mentioned all over the place in all of my research. But the purpose of human design is not to reveal your purpose. Your purpose in human design is self-discovery. It's meant to help you find yourself. Right? It's not something that you need to be using as an action tool. Because being in alignment with your design means living in harmony with your nature, right? Not conforming with the masses. and you find your true nature outlined in your individual chart, in your body graph. And so once you start understanding and then also accepting your characteristics and traits and making decisions that resonate with your strategy and your type, alignment begins to happen naturally, and it helps you better navigate everything in your life, which will then help you experience a sense of purpose and a sense of direction. When you are living your life by strategy and by your strategy according to your type, that's when those magical synchronicities happen. That's when the serendipity happens. That's when it feels like you're walking on this magical bubble of like, whoa, did that really happen? And I know that I'm not alone. I know that I'm not the only person who's experienced that. So whether or not you've ever heard of human design, I know that you've experienced those things. And so that's what I really wanted to talk about in this season of the Calm Entrepreneur podcast, because I think that if we lean more into what feels in alignment to us in our business and in our life, I think that we will find more ease and flow. I think that I know that when you operate in alignment, that's where flow is. And we're supposed to be able to operate there. It's not supposed to be hard. There's so many coaches out there that talk about like mindset and money mindset and success mindset and growth mindset and all these different kinds of ways of thinking. And mindset is everything, you guys. But the reason they talk about mindset is because we need to dig deep and we need to look at all the different stories that we tell ourselves about ourselves. That's our identity. The identity that we have is not necessarily who we truly are. And the more that we are able to unpack places where we have become conditioned and identify, well, wait a second, that's not something that really feels mine, but what is mine? That is where you can dig deeper and you can find insights into your true nature, which will then unravel all these things like your potential and your gifts and your challenges. So human design offers that and so much more. And I wanted to share that with you because I'm going to take a shift into the human design world for the next several episodes. And I wanted to share that with you. So there are several aspects to human design that I'm going to go deeper into in future episodes. And they are understanding your type. There are 5 types in human design and everybody falls into one of them. They are the manifestor, the manifesting generator, the generator, the reflector, and the projector. That's it. It's just 5. Each of those types has a strategy. And when you understand your type and you understand and you can follow your strategy, that is really going to be so powerful for everybody. And if you did nothing more than just type and strategy, you'd really be on a path toward super flow. Strategy is unique to each type and it's all about decision making. And I've talked about this before as well. Generators are encouraged to respond. Projectors are meant to wait for the invitation. Manifestors are meant to initiate. And we'll go into all of this in further detail. But something that I did want to say was that, yeah, there's only 5 types. And yeah, there's a limited number of strategies. But there are 64 gates in the body graph. And there's authority. And there's so much more that makes it all very, very nuanced for each individual person. So after your type and your strategy, we recognize our authority. Your authority is your inner decision-making system. It can be emotional, sacral, self-projected, ego-manifested, lunar. And by understanding your authority and following your authority, your decision-making will become so much closer to your true alignment and your deeper self. And that's when the magic starts to happen. Further in, there's the centers in human design, and there are 9 centers in human design, each relating to different aspects of your life. They are correlate with the chakra system. And although the chakras have 7, human design has 9 centers, but they are all about your mind and your emotions and your ideas and the way you communicate. And understanding these can help you align your actions with your inherent strengths and your areas for growth. You can understand your profile. You can understand your gates and your channels. Everything in human design is unique to each of us, and it's related to the moment that we're born on the earth and where on the earth we were born and the planets and the position of everything in the sky at the moment of our birth. And that's what makes it unique. So it really is comprehensive, and there is so much more to your design to discover. And I plan to journey with you over the course of the next season, sharing what I'm learning from human design and how you can apply it in your life. Using human design as a path to alignment involves a deep understanding of your unique design. But the cool thing is you don't have to dig all that deep to get started. The deeper you dig, the more you learn, but everything starts to make a whole lot more sense. But really, all you need is your strategy and your type. That's all it takes to start to live in alignment and make decisions from that space. Exploring your design results in aligning your decisions, your actions, and interactions with your type, your strategy, and your authority. It's an exploration into how you make decisions, how those decisions and your actions are a direct reflection of your self-worth. And it's a deep dive into the conditioning that we all have as humans and the things that we're here to learn. Studying your body graph is a journey of self-discovery that can help you live more authentically, make decisions more confidently, and navigate your life with greater ease and true fulfillment. In human design, and specifically quantum human design, because that is where I'm trained, it's this whole huge world of potential, of personal discovery, and it's available to all of us. And I would like to invite you to join me and peel back the layers of you. So if you're interested in learning more about human design, it all starts with your chart, and you can grab your free chart out on the web, or you can get it from my website, and I'll put a link in the show notes. It's corinneoflynn.com, and on my menu, it says get your free chart. It'll show you everything. There's no more things to reveal. You start by learning about your type and your strategy, which will be printed on your chart. You focus there on those two things and see what you see. If we all started understanding what it meant simply to follow our strategy by our type, it would really be kind of amazing, you guys. And if you go no deeper into human design than understanding your strategy and your type, that really is enough to lean into. So that's what I've got for you this week. I thank you for listening, and I'm so excited to dig into this. So next week, I'm going to talk about the different types, and I'm going to do the best that I can not to make it overwhelming, because there's just so much information. So if you're interested in doing more of this, reach out, check out the chart on my website. I'm going to start adding more detail in the show notes. But I hope you'll come back and learn along with me, because I am in the midst of becoming, certified as a coach in human design. I'm already certified through level 3 of 4 levels. Level 4 starts in the fall. And I'm super excited about it, you guys. I feel like it has seriously opened up this complete world of exploration into what makes me me and what makes me tick and why it is that I want to do a podcast and why it is that I want to be a coach and why it is that I'm doing all the things that I'm doing. It's all right there, and it's just really cool. So anyway, that's what I've got for you this week. Thanks for listening, and I'm going to end it before I start rambling on again. Have a great one.
Remember, part of being a calm entrepreneur is developing the systems, habits, and know-how that lets you know that you are the one in the driver's seat. You get to choose how you run your business, and you get to choose how you work. So you got this. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of the Calm Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Corinne O'Flynn, and if this episode was valuable to you, please head on over and rate and review wherever you consume your podcasts. Please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. New episodes go out each week on Tuesdays, and I look forward to hanging with you again. This is Corinne signing off. Have an excellent day.